This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This next thing would be the lead story on any other day, but as we have established, this is not any other economic day. This afternoon, President Trump nominated Jay Powell to succeed Janet Yellen as the chair of the Federal Reserve when Yellen's term expires early next year. In a way, it's a big change without too terribly much of a difference. Ben White is the chief economic correspondent at Politico. Hey, Ben, it's good to have you back.
Great to be here.
The president said very nice things about now outgoing Chair Yellen, said she was a great person, did a great job, and yet he's replacing her. How come?
Yeah, it was weird, Kai, to hear him say, you know, she's a fantastic person, done a terrific job, and yet I'm firing her. He's replacing her because he likes to get rid of anybody who is a holdover from the Obama administration, wants to put his stamp on everything. He also had a problem on Capitol Hill. Republicans wanted to move on from Yellen and would not have been happy if she'd been reappointed. So he picked somebody who's a little bit like Yellen, but is a Republican.
Well, so let's talk about the a little bit like Yellen thing about Jay Powell. First of all, not an economist by training, not that that's necessarily incredibly relevant, but more to the point, his policies are going to be extremely similar. Where then are the differences, if any?
I think the difference will be to a degree in bank regulation. As we know, the Fed does both monetary policy and is the main regulator for some of the country's biggest banks. Jay Powell, a little more friendly to deregulation, getting rid of some of the stuff that we put in place after the financial crisis. So he might differ from Yellen there on monetary policy, rate hikes, be very similar, never voted against her. So it'll be gentle rate hikes over a long period of time, but he might be a little more friendly to Wall Street and quicker to get rid of regulation.
There are other vacancies that President Trump now has on the Board of Governors of the Fed, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a vice chair to fill and at least one other seat to fill, so he can really put a stamp on the central bank.
Can we talk for a minute about the Federal Open Market Committee, which is distinct from the Board of Governors? It's the actual interest rate setting mechanism. Powell's leadership on that committee, it's not like he's going to be able to come in and say, I'm going to do it this way.
That's exactly right. The Fed operates by consensus. One of the reasons he went with Jay Powell is he's known as a collegial guy who's a consensus builder, won't ruffle a lot of feathers, and like Yellen and Ben Bernanke before her, will shepherd the FOMC along to mainly unanimous decisions. So you won't see a lot of discord at the Fed. And that's why he likes Jay Powell, in part because he is a consensus builder.
What's the biggest challenge, before I let you go, that Jay Powell is going to have to deal with in the next 4 years, do you think?
Well, I think the biggest challenge for him will be if we hit another recession. We are long in the tooth in this expansion. Good chance that we get a recession over the next few years. And there's not a lot of room for the Fed to act and counteract that. So what does he do if the economy slows down, unemployment starts to go up? We're at really low rates already. Do we go below zero? Do we do more asset buying? He's going to have a test when the economy slows down and the Fed doesn't have a lot of ammunition at its disposal.
Ben White is the chief economic correspondent at Politico. He had the Jay Powell news like a while ago, right? I mean, you were on this early.
Yeah, we had it about 3 weeks ago. So we were early on the Jay Powell thing, and thank God it actually happened. We didn't have to walk it back.
Ben, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.
We had Jay Powell on the program a couple of years ago before he was, you know, somebody. We asked him about the things that really matter in this economy. Here's a hint. It is not just interest rates. You can hear that interview at marketplace.org.